Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is a delight, a pleasure to be able to congregate with like-minded individuals. Alphas. Alpha males, dames who enjoy being around decisive alpha males, opinionated alpha males that don't back down. And as we meet each and every week, we celebrate the alpha male lifestyle. And every week I tell you that we enjoy cigars and spirits and camaraderie and grilling and dames.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Micah Epler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Historic Tiger Field and the Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. We are here, game three tonight of a four-game homestand against the Fairfield Indians. The 45s have won the first two games on Thursday and Friday night on Thursday in a boat race, winning 23-2, and last night winning 12-4 with Schultz for the Indians taking the loss and Wells for the 45s getting the win. Tonight will be a pitching matchup between starting four, the visiting Indians, Fred Seto on the hill. And also for the 45s, we are going to have James Humphrey. Humphrey, this is going to be his third start of the season. He's pitched 10 and a third innings so far this year with an 8.71 ERA. He has had seven strikeouts, so he's been peppering the strike zone, giving up only two walks, however, has given up 10 earned runs. So he's been putting the ball over the plate, but has been teed off on a little bit so far this season. So the key to the game tonight, I believe, is the top three hitters for the 45s. You've got Pritchard, you've got DeBrecht, and you've got Gozo batting 303, 257, and 333 respectively, with DeBrecht being your leading RBI man for the 45s with 15 on the season and having four in last night's ball game. So that's going to be the key tonight, is for those guys and the 45s hitters to provide some run support for Humphrey, who's on the hill tonight, and let him find his groove, very similar to Verhees in the first game of this series. So that's the key to the game tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a short break. We're going to have the anthem come up here soon, and then we'll come back with First Pitch. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, folks, to Colt 45 Baseball. We just had the anthem sing. The 45s are out warming up on the field. Our pitcher, James Humphrey, starting his warm-up pitchers. The Colts tonight in their home yellow jerseys with the white trousers, the white hats, black letters that are lined in white trim. The visiting Fairfield Indians in their blue jerseys with red numbers outlined in white with the gray pants. We've got a one of the groups that is out at the ballpark tonight is the Reading Canine Unit, and so we've got one of the canines out on the hill to throw the ceremony first pitch, and we've got the catcher. He's in a he's in a padded suit, and the dog is going to take him down. That's what we're starting the game off with, the canine unit taking down the bad guy. So there we go. There we go, and down he goes. So that's what we got going on here tonight. Let me set up the lineups for you here. First and foremost, for the Fairfield Indians, who are now 3-5 on the season. After they came into this series 500 at 3-3. Have lost the first two, batting first and playing shortstop is Mickey Nunez. Batting second out in right field, Tyler Thornley. Playing second and batting third, Jason Paulke. Catching and hitting in the cleanup spot, we've got Davey Duncan. Playing first, we've got Sean Jackson batting in the five spot. Over at third, batting sixth, we've got Ike Brown. DHing tonight and batting in the seventh spot, we've got Zion Hunt. Out in left, batting eighth, Hadhari Wadley. And batting ninth, playing center field, the speedy guy in the ninth spot, we've got Jordan Terrell. And as we said, on the hill for the Indians tonight is number 15, Fred Seto. And for your home team, Colt 45, starting and leading off, number 23, playing center field, we've got Lane Pritchard. Batting second, number 11, and playing shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo DeBrett. Out in left field, number 13, batting in the three spot, we've got Jake Gozo. DHing tonight, number 22, and batting in the cleanup spot, Kobe Zimmerman. Playing first, batting in the five spot, number 24, Marcus Wilhite. Playing third, and batting in the sixth spot, number 9, Eric Carlson. Catching, and batting in the number 7 spot, we've got number 5, Daniel Duarte. Out in right field, and batting in the 8th spot, we've got number 21, J.J. Reeves. And playing second base, batting in the 9th spot, number 27, Derek Kuhn. And as I mentioned, on the hill tonight, James Humphrey, number 44. He will be tossing the ball for the 45s. And here we go. We've got the first batter up. For the visiting Indians, it's Mickey Nunez. Humphrey working out of the set. First pitch. And that's a fastball in there for strike one. Pretty brisk night here at the ballpark at Historic Tiger Field. We've got folks wearing jackets, and we've got a good wind blowing out to right field out of the west as the second pitch there by Humphrey bounces in the dirt for ball one. We had our first pitch tonight right on time, 7:15. That third pitch there by Humphreys bounces in the dirt for ball two, 2-1. Nunez last night was 2-for-4. He's batting .375 on the season, and he did score a run as that offering there by Humphreys also misses for ball three, 3-1 here to the opening hitter. Payoff pitch, that's ripped. That's a line drive out into right field for a base hit there for Nunez to start the game. He takes a big round around first base, but jogs back. And that is going to put a runner, the leadoff man, on base for the Indians.
Right fielder number 11, Tyler Thornley.
And now at bat for the Indians, number 11, Tyler Thornley. Thornley last night, 1-for-4. Only has one hit on the series. He shows bunt, bunts it right back out to Humphreys, who fields it, throws it to first for the out, and a good work there by Thornley to move Nunez over. Now we're going to have Jason Pocky, the number 3 hitter up for the Indians with a runner in scoring position right away. As the flag has now shifted, it is blowing out to dead center. First pitch here for Humphrey, now working out of the stretch, is a fastball for strike one. Middle infield, trying to hold on Nunez there at second. Third baseman Carlson playing about even with the bag, as there's a foul ball off the catcher's mask and back to the screen for strike two. So good work here by Humphrey to get ahead of Pocky. 0-2. Going to be very important to get this second out, and then you don't have to worry about Nunez out there at second. You can just focus on the batter and getting that third and out and not giving up any innings here in the first. Has Humphrey with a pickoff play back to second, but Nunez back in time. Humphrey with the spin on that one. Stepped off the back rubber, spun to his left shoulder, and it was the second baseman Kuhn that was there to try to apply the tag. Humphrey now the stretch, as there's a ground ball to shortstop. There's DeBrecht. He fields it, throws it over to first, and that's in time. Nunez moves on over to third, but now we've got two down. However, the Indians threatening with a runner just 90 feet away from home plate. And that's going to bring up the catcher, number 2, Davey Duncan, or excuse me, number 26, Davey Duncan. He's playing in the two position. Pretty packed ballpark here tonight. I would imagine we've got about a couple hundred folks out for the game, as that first pitch is a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. So a great turnout despite the chilliness. We don't usually get this kind of cold weather in the 70s in June here in Reading. We're normally already into triple digits as Humphrey works and delivers, and that's strike two. That was right over the plate. Davey must have thought that one was a bit low, but nonetheless, he's down 0-2. This would be a big spot right here just to get out of the inning without giving up any runs. As Davey calls for time, steps out. Humphrey, as I mentioned, has been good at throwing strikes as he punches out Davey right there, got him looking with a fastball right down the middle. And that is the third out here of the first. So we've got the 45s coming up in the bottom of the first. They give up zero in the top of the first. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturdays, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans, to Colt 45's Baseball here tonight in Game 3 of this four-game set against the Fairfield Indians. Tonight's game is brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. On the hill for the Indians, we have Fred Seto, number 15. The right-hander going to be facing a lineup of 45s who have been red hot here in this homestand. They came into this series 2-4 on the season, but however, scored in double digits in each of the first two games, scoring 23 in game one and 12 last night. As right away we've got Lane Pritchard up, as that first offering misses low and outside for ball one. Pritchard led off he took the very first pitch he saw in this homestand deep to right, as that second pitch bounces in low for ball two. He caught it right on the screws and put it right over the right field wall in his very first at bat. And tonight, with the wind blowing out in that direction, I got to imagine he's got to be thinking along the same lines. As he takes that pitch right there, fastball down the middle for strike one, 2-1. Pritchard, as I mentioned, batting 303 on the season. He has 10 hits. He's also scored 10 runs in just 8 games. The As that fourth pitch misses there outside. That's ball three, 3-1. Here's the payoff pitch. It's popped up by Pritchard. That's on the infield. That was the shortstop there, Nunez, who camped under it and makes the catch for out number one tonight. With the wind blowing the way it is, it's been gusting. It's actually laying down a little bit currently, but it has been gusting. So, you know, high pop flies like that, plays in the outfield, we'll have to keep an eye on. It's going to be important for the defenders to adjust for that wind. So now up for the 45s, we've got number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht. The right-hander going to be facing Cito here. Steps in. Debrecht, your leading RBI man for the 45s as he takes the first pitch. That's an off-speed pitch that misses high. Ball one. One and oh, here to Debrecht. Takes the second pitch, takes a big hack at that one. Boy, he was thinking over the fence on that one as he fouls it back to the screen. 1-1. Debrecht also hit a home run in that first game and then hit another one last night, so he'll be looking to keep that streak alive as he's the leading home run man on this 45 team as he takes that fastball low for ball two, 2-1. On deck, we've got Gozo, the left fielder, who has also been red hot this series, batting .333 on the season, as Debrecht takes that pitch there in the dirt for ball three. So 3-1. So far, Cito having a little trouble finding the strike zone. And he bounces that one in also to Debrecht for ball four. And Debrecht is going to take a jog down to first. So something to keep an eye on, and something that was a big issue on Thursday night was the Indians pitchers not being able to find the strike zone. As in the sixth inning, when the 45s put up a 12 spot, eight of those were off either hit by pitch or by walks. So finding the strike zone going to be very important for Cito tonight early. As Debrecht is off of first, he's got a modest lead over there, leaning back. Gozo takes the first pitch there low. That misses. Ball one. Infield playing double play depth. Outfield pretty straight away. The center fielder, Terrell, playing Gozo to pull. But playing a little bit shallow out there. And there goes Debrecht. He's looking for second. The throwdown is in time. And he is punched out. Great throw there by the Indians catcher, Duncan, Davey Duncan, to punch out Debrecht at second, who is caught stealing. And I don't know, I didn't fully see the jump. It didn't look like it was a great jump. But it was also a good throw there by Duncan. And Gozo takes that off-speed pitch over, looking for strike two. The count now 1-2. So the 45s looking to be aggressive early, trying to get a jump out on the base path as Gozo takes that off-speed pitch. That almost looked like a sinker. Down low for ball two, 2-2. Got the DH Zimmerman, Kobe Zimmerman on deck as that breaking ball misses inside, and that runs the count full. So Cito, with each of the three batters he's faced, has gotten to three balls. And Gozo's way out in front of that off-speed pitch, fouls it up the third base side. Some 45s try to make a barehanded play, but it bounces off the screen, so he stays alive. Cito working out of the set, misses with the off-speed pitch low, and there goes Gozo. He's taking a walk down to first, too. So two walks here in the first.
Number 22.
Given up by Cito. And now we've got Kobe Zimmerman, the DH, stepping to the plate, the right-hander. Going to look to put the ball in play, but however, I have to imagine, with the way that Cito's struggled to find the strike zone so far, you might want to sit back and take a couple, but the 45s have been aggressive, and they stay aggressive there as Zimmerman swings through that fastball for strike one. The 45s this entire series have been extremely aggressive, swinging at a lot of first pitch, a lot of first pitches in the at-bat. But it's obviously paid off for them. So Cito working out of the stretch here. He delivers. And that's a fastball that misses low and inside for ball one. Zimmerman hitting .267 on the season. He's got 8 hits in 30 plate appearances. And he also has 6 RBIs so far this season. Cito looks over at Gozo at first, who has a modest lead. And Zimmerman swings through that fastball. That one went down low in the zone. He went down to try to go get that one. Looked like he might have pulled his head off of it just a little bit, but that takes the count to 1-2. Infield straightaway. We've got the first baseman, Marcus Wilhite, on deck for the 45s. Cito out of the stretch. He delivers. And there's a rip there by Zimmerman. That's out to right field. And there was Thornley out there on right, probably about 5 to 6 feet in front of the warning track to make the catch for out number 3. So we've got a scoreless first inning here. We'll be back for the top of the second with the Indians coming up. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Cinerama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Bruise by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball as we had the first baseman, Sean Jackson, up as he bounced one right back to the pitcher, Humphrey, who jogs it on over, tosses it to Wilhite for out number 1 here in the top of the second. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. And that's going to bring up Ike Brown, the third baseman, batting out of the sixth spot. As that first delivery there by Humphrey, Brown swings through it, the fastball for strike 1. Humphrey working quickly. Here comes the second pitch. That one also, Brown takes that one looking for strike 2. Humphrey quickly ahead, 0-2 here. On deck, we've got Zion Hunt. Humphrey works out of the set, delivers, and there's a ground ball to Kuhn, who moves to his right. Great backhanded play, turns, fires, and gets Brown out at first. Great play over there by Kuhn. He showed a lot of range to his right. That ball was hit sharply. Planted, good footwork, made a strong throw over to Wilhite at first for out number 2. So good defense there by the 45s. Humphrey's got to love that, because when you've got a guy that peppers the strike zone like he does, he can allow the Indians to put the ball in play and let his defense work behind him. So here we go. We've got Zion Hunt up to bat as Humphrey's first offering there was a breaking ball that had Hunt out in front, who fouled it down the left field line for strike 1. Second offering there by Humphrey, another fastball, and that's over the plate for strike 2. So he can make real quick work of the Indians here in the top of the second. And here's the third pitch. That one is a fastball, misses outside, looking to get Hunt to chase out there. That takes the count to 1-2. Straight away, outfield also straight away. The right fielder playing a bit deeper out there, like I said, because of that wind that's blown out there. There's another breaking ball by Humphrey, and Hunt fouls it off over to the third base side. Good play over there by the Indians' third base coach, who made a barehanded grab. Put him in, coach. He's looking to get some reps. Humphrey out of the set here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, fastball. That was very close on the inside corner. A great frame job there by Duarte. They thought they had Hunt rung up, but the home plate umpire didn't buy. Here's Humphrey now, and there's a fly ball. That's pulled well down the line. That's going to be out of play. As you can see, the wind pushed that one back into play, actually. If Gozo had made a run at it, he might. I mean, he would have really had to get on his horse to get over there, but the wind did hold it up and kept it in play. That ball was hooking, but the wind pushed it out. So here's Humphrey now working out of the stretch. And he gets Hunt to chase a breaking ball that bounced well before the plate for a swinging strike three. And that is quick work there by Humphrey. Takes care of the Indians. 1-2-3 in the top of the second. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field. Here with the Colt 45s against the Fairfield Indians, we're in the bottom of the second. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. We've got the 5-6-7 hitters up here for the 45s. It's Marcus Wilhite, the first baseman, as he takes the first pitch, a fastball up high that misses for ball one. Wilhite went 1-for-4 last night. He's only batting 188 on the season as he takes that pitch inside and high for ball two. 2-0. Wilhite has drawn 8 walks on the season, though. So, you know, whereas he might, and let me see, he's only got 5 strikeouts as well. So he must be putting the ball in play, just not finding the right holes. As he walks here on 4 pitches, so that walk count's going to go up. And that's a good start for the 45s here in the second, having the leadoff runner on, and that's going to bring up the third baseman, Eric Carlson. So Cito now going to be working out of the stretch. Indians middle infield at double play depth. As it is downright chilly out here, folks. I got to be honest. I'm seeing a lot of shawls, a lot of long sleeves, and a lot of sweatshirts. The first pitch here to Carlson, he takes as a fastball inside on the inside corner. First strike one. Carlson batting .333 on the season. He's 7-for-21. And he has 5 RBIs. Also has 6 walks, just like his predecessor, Wilhite. Cito working out of the stretch. There's a fastball for strike two. Carlson seems to be a little bit confused. He held off on both of those pitches. Wonder if he's picking it up out of Cito's hand. Will Hite with a short lead over there at first. Center fielder Terrell playing pretty shallow out there. As Carlson waits. There's the pitch. That's a fastball high for ball one. One and two. Good location there by Cito. Trying to get Carlson to chase one up out of the zone. Catcher Daniel Duarte is on deck. As Cito working out of the stretch. Here he comes. His delivery misses low. That's a fastball in the dirt for ball two. Now two and two against Carlson. Carlson on Thursday night went 3-for-6. He scored twice in that ball game. And then last night, going 1-for-4 against Schultz. As there's a pop-up, that's over at the third base. The wind kind of pushing it now into short left field. There's the that was the shortstop Nunez who ended up making the play there. Sorry for the delay, and Will Hite scampers back to first. And that gives the 45s one out here in the bottom of the second.
Your catcher, number 5, Daniel Duarte.
So that brings up Duarte. Cito checks Will Hite over at first. Indians infield still in double play depth. Will Hite bluffed. Oh, he had a great jump. And then he stopped probably a third of the way there. I'm not sure why he stopped because Cito didn't even see him. Cito looked and then double checked back. Will Hite took 5 or 6 hard steps towards second and then put the brakes on as that pitch did miss outside for a ball. Here's Duarte now. Ooh, looking to pull one down the left field line there. Swings through that fastball. 1-1. Duarte was 2-for-4 on Thursday. And had the night off last night, it looks like. As he swings through that pitch there as well, 1-2. So taking the night off last night, he's going to be looking to get back in the groove here. But is quickly behind in the count. To Cito, who's working out of the stretch. Will Hite with a modest lead over there off of first. We've got J.J. Reeves, the right fielder, on deck for the 45s. As Duarte puts one into play there, that's a liner that misses. It's diving Nunez at shortstop, just out of the reach of his glove. And Duarte, with his third hit of the series, moves Will Hite over to second. The 45s putting some pressure on the Indians here in the second with runners at first and second now. With just one out, and we've got the left-handed Reeves coming to the plate. We had a quick meeting there by Duncan and Cito out at the mound. Not sure what they were discussing. Probably discussing what they wanted to do here with runners on at first and second. Infield still at double play depth. And we've got the second baseman, Derek Kuhn, on deck for the 45s. Aceto's working out of the stretch, delivers. That one catches the outside. Good fastball there for strike one. Jackson, the first baseman for the Indians, not holding on Duarte at all, who has a modest lead. Oh, here's the shortstop behind Will Hite, who is looking to pick him off there as Reeves just poked one down the third baseline. That's foul for strike two. So quickly down 0-2. Good play there by Nunez of the Indians, who snuck in behind Will Hite, who had a generous lead. And I think if Cito had looked back, might have gone with the pickoff play there, and they might have had Will Hite covered. But nonetheless, works out well. Turns into a foul ball strike. Cito delivers here. As Reeves takes that one, that was a fastball that was outside for ball one. Once again, Cito, that's a good 0-2 pitch. Don't want to put something in there too close. Maybe try to get Reeves to chase one. Maybe set him up outside, bring in the breaking ball that's breaking down into his back foot or something like that. As that delivery there is fouled back behind the plate, Good job there by Reeves to stay alive in the at-bat, as it is still 1-2. Third baseman Brown playing about a step or two behind third base over there. They'll be looking to him with anything on the infield to get the force of on Will Height. As Cito looks, Will Height back to second, and there's a chopper off the infield plate. Cito takes it, throws over to first to get Reeves in time. Will Height had made a round around third base and slipped on the grass, and there was a throw over. Good throw there by the first baseman Jackson. Brown was there covering, but Will Height was able to get back in time. And that, good thing he did, because now that first chop off the bat there of Reeves took a big high hop. So Cito's only play was the first, and that now gives the 45s runners at second and third. So threatening here with two down in the bottom of the second. And that's going to bring up, as I mentioned, the second baseman, Derek Kuhn. Cito's still working. Out of the stretch, delivers at the fastball. Misses low for ball one. So Kuhn also had the night off last night, but he had his 45s debut on Thursday and played very well, reaching base in each of his at-bat that evening. As there's a pop-up down the right field line, and that's going to be Thornley out there and right that makes the play for the Indians. Threat is demolished, we'll say. Demolish is a good one. So that's going to end the second here for the 45s. We got a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball, fans. We're here in the top of the third. We've got our beer batter tonight. It's the left fielder, Hadhari Wadley, for the Indians. Humphrey, who likes to work quickly, throws him a fastball, and that's strike one. Swinging. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. As the second offering there by Humphrey bounces away from the catcher Duarte for ball one, 1-1 on Wadley. Wadley was 0-for-3 in the game on Thursday as he hits a grounder to shortstop. That was a great catch over there by DeBrecht, who tried to make a Derek Jeter-esque type throw off the hop as he had to move sharply to his left. Or to his right, excuse me, but Wadley was too quick and was able to beat out the throw there for, that's going to be an infield single. That was going to be a tough play for DeBrecht out there short. And that brings up the number nine hitter. It's the center fielder, Jordan Terrell, who batted leadoff in the first game of the series, and he takes a breaking ball there in for strike one. Wadley with a pretty good lead over at first. Oh, and there it goes, and Humphrey's got it picked off. They throw it down to second, and they've got Wadley covered. So Wadley took off before Humphrey made his move, who threw over to Wilhite at first and then threw over to DeBrecht, the shortstop, who went to cover, and they applied the tag. Good defensive play there by the 45s. You got to imagine that was a bit of a base running mistake over there by Wadley, making his jump before Humphrey committed to delivering home. So now Terrell, 0-1, with nobody on, as he swings. Oh, that was a foul ball that hit him in the ankle. Oh, and he is down. Ooh, he hit that ball hard, and it bounced right into his ankle. He went down in a heap. He's up now, though, looking to walk it off. That's a tough play. I mean, that one always hurts. Anything against the bone there. He's still walking around. He's shaking it, holding it off. Definitely going to stay in the ball game. Tough player, Terrell out there. Real athletic defensively on Thursday. He was fantastic. Covered a lot of ground out there and made some really nice plays out there in center for the Fairfield Indians. He's okay now, and he hops back in. It's going to be back to the top of the lineup for the Indians. We've got Nunez on deck as Humphrey delivers a breaking ball that was low for ball one. So 1-2 here, one down. Top of the third, Humphrey working quickly, delivers, and that jammed Terrell, who hit a grounder out to Kuhn at second, who makes a throw over to first for out number two. Yeah, that was a fastball that was in on the hands of Terrell, and he just was able to fist it out to Humphrey. It was a real slow-moving ground ball. Kuhn charged, made a good throw over there to Will Height, and we are back to the top of the order with Mickey Nunez. Outfield playing him straight away, Nunez, who hit a home run on Thursday. Let's see, what did he do yesterday? You'll have to excuse me as I pull it up real quick. Nunez, he was 2-for-4 yesterday, also scored a run. He's batting .375 on the season. He had one of the two hits. The Indians only able to amass two hits in the series opener on Thursday as he took that pitch outside. It's 2-0. Humphrey working quickly. There's another fastball. That one misses high. It's quickly 3-0. Infield straight away, just against the outfield grass. The third baseman, Carlson, is in at the bag as Humphrey delivers a strike there. Nunez was taking all the way. It is now 3-1. Two down here on the top of the third. Once again, the right fielder Reeves out there. He's playing pretty deep, got the wind blowing out. That offering to Nunez, that one misses low, and that's going to be his first walk of the game. Nunez going to take a walk on down to first. And that's going to bring up the right fielder, Tyler Thornley, who he had the sacrifice bunt in the first inning that moved Nunez over. So got to imagine with two down here, it's going to be his first chance to swing away as he takes a breaking ball looking there for strike one. Will Hyatt holding Nunez on over first, who's got some good speed over there. Humphrey working out of the stretch. Wadley awaits, bat waving. And there's another breaking ball that Wadley waits on, but it pops it up. It's a lazy fly ball out to Reeves out there and Wright, who only had to take two or three steps to make that catch. So more quick work here for Humphrey for the 45s. We're going to head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball, fans. We have number 23, Lane Pritchard, the center fielder, up here to start the bottom of the third as he takes the first pitch down low. That was a breaking ball that missed. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. Cito delivers the second pitch there. That was a fastball that missed low and outside, 2-0 to Pritchard, who popped up to shortstop in the first inning, so he's 0-1 tonight. Third pitch there, that was another fastball that missed outside. Cito liking to work quick. Infield straight away. We've got 1-2-3 here. We've got Lorenzo Debrecht on deck for the 45s as Pritchard was taken all the way there, and that one misses low and outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk right away here for Cito, who's he's thrown 46 pitches tonight, only 20 of them for strikes. So 20 strikes, 26 balls. I do believe that is his third walk. Excuse me, that's his fourth walk given up already here in three innings. So that might be a concern for the Indians moving forward, as they've had to get into the bullpen early and often in both of the first two games of this series. The starting pitcher of Thursday's ball game, Jackson, over there at first, as Cito made a pickoff play, Pritchard back in easily. Debrecht up, who walked in the first. Pritchard with a pretty good lead over at first. Cito checks him and then delivers a fastball that misses low for ball two. Ball one. Gozo on deck. Indians middle infield playing a double play depth. Cito out of the stretch delivers, and there's a ground ball to third over to Hunt. Over to Brown. He flips it over to second, and there's the throw over to first on the relay. Was not in time. Good job there by Debrecht. Racing down the line, was able to beat out that throw. Great stretch by Jackson over there. It was almost a full split that he made and a good dig, as that was a bit of a tough throw there by the second baseman, Palky. So the fielder's choice for Debrecht.
Gozo!
And that's one out, and that's going to bring up the left fielder, Jake Gozo. So Debrecht over there, he's got a small lead off of first. Cito checks him, delivers a fastball to Gozo that's in there for strike one. So you got to imagine, since Cito's had some trouble finding the strike zone early, 45's being a little bit more patient this evening, as they've taken quite a few first pitch strikes and have had to work from behind, as there's a chopper over to second. That's a slow roller, though. That was Palky who charged it and was able to throw over to first to get Gozo, who was hustling down the line, but that does move Debrecht on over to second. So once again, we're going to have the 45s with a runner in scoring position, but again with two down. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter in the cleanup spot, Kobe Zimmerman, who flied out to right in his first at bat. Palky was holding on Debrecht out there at second as Zimmerman hits a lazy pop fly that the shortstop Nunez was able to race out into short center field and make the grab. And that's another quick inning. We're moving quick here. That's going to be the end of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Save the date for Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in the top of the fourth as the first pitch by Humphreys popped up by the second baseman Palky out to center field. The wind pushed it all the way over into right center as it's Reeves that ends up running over and calling off the center fielder as it ended up drifting his way because of that breeze that's blowing out there. Reeves is able to haul it in. One pitch. One out here in the top of the fourth. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. That's going to bring up the catcher batting in the cleanup spot, Davey Duncan, for the Fairfield Indians. He struck out in the first, looking as he hits a bouncer up the middle there, hard hit, and that's going to get through the hole out to center. Sorry, excuse me there. Sorry about that. Richards is able to haul it in, but that's going to be a single for Duncan. That's going to bring up the first baseman, Sean Jackson. So the Indians taking a card out of the 45's playbook, being real aggressive, swinging on both of those first pitches. As Humphrey delivers a fastball there, that misses low. For ball one. Carlson, the third baseman for the 45s, is in tight, expecting potentially a bunt play there by Jackson. He's in all the way in on the grass, middle infields and double play depth, as that was a fastball that missed low for ball two. Duncan with a shallow lead over off of first, and there's a fastball that's fouled off to the third base side by Jackson. Takes the count to 2-1. Humphrey working quick. He's only got 43 pitches here through the fourth, or, well, through the third, into the fourth, as he throws a breaking ball there that catches the outside corner for strike two, 2-2. But as we said on the pregame, he likes to pepper the strike zone. He's got 31 strikes and only 13 balls thrown so far. So really able to locate in the strike zone and has let his defense work as he catches Jackson there with a fastball on the inside corner, and he's punched out by the home plate umpire for out number two, as that is Humphrey's third strikeout of the game, and two of them have been looking. That's going to bring up the third baseman, Ike Brown, who grounded out to second base in the second inning as he takes the first pitch, a breaking ball in there for strike one looking. So Humphrey, really a quick worker, something that you don't see too often anymore with pitchers. Like, he just likes to get up there and go with it. As he's working out of the stretch there, and he throws a fastball, that catches the outside part of the plate for strike two. Quickly, 0-2 on the third baseman, Ike Brown. Duncan with a short lead over on first, being held on by Will Height. Humphrey delivers, and that Brown barely able to get a piece of that one and foul it back to the screen. chance to stay alive in this at bat, still 0-2. So Humphrey, who only came into this start with 7 strikeouts on the season, he's got 3 as he throws a breaking ball there that gets Hunt swinging. That was down and out of the zone, and Humphrey got him to chase for his 4th strikeout of the game, 11th of the season. We have a 0-0 ball game heading to the bottom of the 4th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. To the bottom of the fourth inning, we're going to have the 5-6-7 hitters Will Height, Carlson, and Duarte up. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. Cito working out of the set, delivers a fastball low that Will Height swings on the first pitch, fouls it off down the first baseline for strike one. So Humphrey's out there dealing for the 45s tonight, working quick, low pitch count. Got to think he's going to be going pretty deep into this ball game. He's just going to need a little help, a little run support from the 45s who are looking to bring the bats back after being so hot in the first two games of this series. Will Height walked in the first on 4 pitches, had easy swings at a breaking ball there that was well outside and bounced before the plate for strike two. That one not Will Height's best swing, and one that I'm sure he would like to have back. As I praised him in his first at-bat for his plate discipline, especially with the number of walks he's had this season. But down 0-2 here. Here's Cito, who throws another breaking ball that Will Height thought about going after that one. That one bounced off the plate. But that is ball one. 1-2. As I mentioned, we've got the third baseman, Carlson, on deck. The Indians' defense playing pretty straight up. Acido out of the set delivers, and there's a foul ball. That's up into the stands over here. Oh. Crowd gave it one of the O's. Well, long O. Oh. But nobody made a play. So everybody will be hoping for another chance later in the ballgame. Good job there by Will Height to foul that one off and keep the at-bat alive. As there is a boy in a blue hooded sweatshirt who was able to get the foul ball. He's pretty pumped about it. Here's Cito out of the set, delivers to Will Height. That's a fastball that missed low and outside for ball two, 2-2. Good discipline there by Will Height. That one didn't look like it was too far off the corner, but he was able to lay off. Cito working quickly. That's a breaking ball that caught, broke right over the back of the plate, froze Will Height, who strikes out looking and is not pleased about it.
Number 9, Eric.
That was an interesting at-bat there for Will Height. I'm sure, I don't know if he just came up with a different approach, because he was real aggressive out of the gate and swung at 2 pitches that I don't think were in the zone. And then ends up taking the breaking ball for strike 3 looking. But that's going to bring up the third baseman, Carlson. He popped out to shortstop in his first at-bat back in the second as he takes the first pitch and fouls it off into the parking lot. That one caught a car. As we've got a pretty good crowd here tonight, I'd say over a couple hundred people. So the parking lot is pretty packed. Pretty good chance any foul ball in the parking lot is going to catch one. Cito's second delivery looked like an off-speed pitch. Might have been a changeup, but that one bounces in the dirt. Four ball, one, one and one here to Carlson. Carlson last night, one for four. He did score three runs, though, as he took the third offering there by Cito outside the zone for ball two. So he's ahead of the count, two and one. He's right on top of the plate. That's one thing that I've noticed with all these 45 hitters is they really crowd the plate. As he pops one up, gets jammed on the inside there, that's a pop-up over to Paulke at second, who's just a step out onto the outfield grass and is able to make the grab for out number two.
Number five.
And that's going to bring up number five, the catcher, Daniel Duarte, who singled to left in his first at-bat back in the second inning. It was a sharply hit liner that was just out of the reach of the diving Nunez there at shortstop. So Cito working quickly. Here's a delivery. That's a fastball that misses outside. Low and away for ball one. Cito, that was his 61st pitch there. And there's his 62nd, which is a breaking ball that catches the inside corner for strike one, and he's dead even on his splits, 31 strikes, 31 balls. Cito working quickly. That's a fastball. That one would look like it might have been low in the zone, but that's a called strike there by the umpire. Duarte shakes his head at that one. He didn't like that call as a catcher. As a catcher, you know, maybe you'll have a chance to talk to him in the next inning. But there's the next offering. It's a breaking ball. It's over to Nunez, who makes a running in play and throws out Duarte at first. Good play there by Nunez, who charged, made a one-handed grab, and threw it on the run. A strike over to the first baseman, Jackson, for out number three. That takes us to the end of the fourth. It's still a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball, folks. We are here in the top of the fifth. We've got the DH Zion Hunt up to bat. Humphrey working quickly. That's a fastball that misses on the inside corner for ball one. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated. Committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams, others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch as Humphrey delivers a breaking ball that had Hunt out in front, swinging well ahead of that pitch for strike one, one and one. There was a rendition of YMCA that broke out in between innings there. I think everybody was excited to get up and move around and warm them up as Hunt blisters that breaking ball right up the middle out to center field. That was Pritchard out there, but that's going to be a single for Hunt, and that was the hardest hit ball of the night. And only the fifth hit of the game. It's going to be the fourth hit of the game for the Indians. The 45 so far tonight, only able to, as they've had quite a few runners on base due to the walks delivered by Cito, but only have one hit on the ball game. And that brings up the beer batter of the night. It's Wadley as he swings at the first pitch, a fastball, and fouls it back to the screen.
Left fielder, number 17, Hari Wadley.
So Hunt, who's a pretty big fellow, but he's got a pretty good size lead over there at first. Will Heights holding him on. Humphrey looks him back. Butt delivers out of the stretch, and there is a bouncing ball up the middle. That's to the shortstop, who flips it over to Kuhn at first. At second, delivers the strike to Will Hyde at first for the double play. That was a tailor-made double play there that was all started by DeBrecht at shortstop, who charged. It was a big hop. He was able to field it. Underhand toss to Kuhn at second, who made a quick turn and to throw out Wadley at first. So quickly, two down here in the top of the fifth. Defensively, this game has been really solid. We're just looking for the bats to come alive as Humphrey there delivers a strike to the number nine hitter. That's Jordan Terrell, the center fielder. And there's a fastball by Humphrey that over the plate that caught Terrell off guard, and that one was over the plate for a strike, 0-2. Humphrey delivers that fastball that bounced outside. Good location there, trying to get Terrell to chase out of the zone. But that one missed. Terrell able to lay off. Now 1-2. Humphrey working quickly out of the set. That's a good foot and a half in front of the plate on that one. So that's a miss. 2-2. 45's defense straight away. Humphrey out of the set delivers. High fastball. Terrell took it over to DeBrecht at shortstop, though, who's able to take it. Moving to his left. Takes one crawl hop, a strike over to Will Hyde at first, and that's going to end the top of the fifth, folks. We're moving along quickly here, lightning speed. It's a 0-0 ball game. We're going to head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field here. We are in the bottom of the fifth in a 0-0 ball game between the Fairfield Indians and your Colt 45s. We just had the canine unit take down a guy wearing a padded suit. It was an officer who was not in uniform, but he was wearing the padded suit. He was trying to steal second, and the dog, the good boy that he is, took him out. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. Also, a message from Danny Day Allstate Insurance. Danny Day Allstate Agency is in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion tonight. They want to thank you all for joining them for the ball game, whether you're at the ballpark or listening to us here at KCNR as we cheer on the Colt 45s. We are proud to support the Colt 45s, and we back the blue as we raise money for our local canine program. Don't forget to call Danny Day at Allstate, your home insurance expert, for a discount review. Go Colt 45s. Cito there delivers the first pitch of the inning to the right fielder, J.J. Reeves, and it was a ball. So Reeves, who grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning, hits a soft, slow grounder to Jackson over at first. It just stayed on the line. Jackson basically caught it right over first base and didn't even have to step to tag Reeves out. So quickly, we have one down here in the fifth. The 45's bats really need to come alive. They're getting a quality, and I mean a quality outing from James Humphrey, and they need to provide some run support here. So they need to start hitting Cito a bit more than they are, as we've got Derek Kuhn, the second baseman, who check-swinged on a fastball that was outside for strike one on the outside corner, excuse me. So Kuhn, who flew out to Thornley out in right field in his first at-bat back in the second inning, as he takes the second offering there by Cito out low and outside for ball one. Cito working quickly, bounces that breaking ball outside the plate for ball two. It remains chilly out here, but we've got quite a crowd, and the crowd is sticking it out. They came prepared, a lot of long sleeves. I think there's a lot more coffee being bought tonight than the ballpark probably expected. Folks trying to stay warm as Cito misses with that fastball low. So Kuhn ahead in the count, 3-1 with nobody on here. And the top of the order with Lane Pritchard on deck as Cito paints the outside corner with that fastball there. Kuhn thought he might have drawn ball four, but instead the count runs full. Cito delivers here. That's a fastball, though. That's going to miss low, bounced into the catcher's glove, Duncan, and Coots is going to take a walk down to first base, as that is the fifth walk of the night surrendered by Cito. And that's going to bring us to the top of the order, and it's going to be the center fielder, Pritchard, who has he popped out to shortstop and has also walked so far tonight, so 0-for-1. Kuhn with a very, very short lead off of first, as Pritchard, looking to jump on one early, swung through that off-speed pitch that was well outside. He's shaking his head, disgusted with himself. He must have had his mindset that he was swinging at that first pitch no matter what, but he missed it wildly and is down now 0-1. Ike Brown, the third baseman, is even with the bag. Infield at double play depth. There's another fastball that's well outside for ball one. Kuhn had a pretty good secondary lead off that one. I'm almost surprised, and Duncan's shaking his head down at the first baseman, Jackson. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a snap throw here. Cito looks in, throws well outside, and there it is. There's a snap throw down to first. Good stop by Jackson to stay in. Kuhn had to dive back in under the tag as Duncan bounced it. Good stop by Jackson that it didn't get by him into right field. And Kuhn got back in with a head-first slide. So we saw that one coming. Kuhn, that previous pitch, it was a big secondary lead out there, as Cito hasn't done the best job of holding runners on, but the only one that's tried to steal was thrown out at second. As there goes Kuhn right now. It was a hit and run that was set, and that's a grounder over to first. Jackson to his right, able to make the play, beats Pritchard over to first base, but that is going to move Kuhn down, who, with the hit and run on, had a huge dump. There was no chance to get him over at second. So a bit of action, a good aggressive play there by the 45s. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, as Pritchard ends up grounding out to the first baseman for out number two here in the bottom of the fifth. And that's going to bring up Lorenzo Dobrecht, the home run leader and the RBI leader. There's a fastball that got underneath Duncan, and there goes Kuhn down to third. Oh, and there was that was almost a no-look tag by Ike Brown there at third baseman. He caught the ball and reached behind him. And if the ball ended up squirting out of his glove. If he had held on to it, he might have had Kuhn there. That was a nifty play by Ike Brown and a good throw by Davey Duncan. But nonetheless, as the ball had bounced, it didn't bounce like Duncan was expecting to behind the plate and ended up right underneath him. And Kuhn's now at third, now with two down. So a big chance here for Lorenzo Dobrecht to give the 45s the lead. As he swings through that one, fouls it off back behind the plate. He had his head on there. Looked like he was trying to make a good compact swing and just put the ball in play. But fouls it back to the screen. And it's now 1-1. Jake Gozo, the left fielder, on deck. A 0-0 ball game here. And you got to imagine now, with a runner only 90 feet away, this is a big opportunity for the 45s, as that's a breaking ball that catches the top of the strike zone for strike two. So Cito's really settled in here, despite the strike ball comparison. Now there's a ripped line drive up the middle out to Terrell in center field. A good piece of hitting there by Dobrecht, and he pumps. He gives a fist pump after rounding first. High fives the first base coach, and that brings in Kuhn for the first run of the ball game as your Colt 45s take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. A great piece of hitting there with two strikes by Dobrecht, and he ripped that offering there by Cito back up the middle and into center. That was probably now the hardest hit ball of the ball game. Great piece of hitting, and that brings up Jake Gozo, who has walked, and he got out in a fielder's choice to the second baseman back in the third. So here, two down. Dobrecht with a short lead as Gozo takes the first pitch. And a grounder over to, the second baseman, who flips it over to Nunez at shortstop to get the force on Dobrecht. That ends the inning. But the Colt 45 strike now up 1-0 here at the end of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Colt 45s, heading into the sixth inning against the Fairfield Indians. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Thanks for being
So the 45s took the lead in that last inning off of a short line drive base hit by by Lorenzo Dobrecht. And Humphrey here, who's throwing a real gem for the 45s. He's only given up one walk so far tonight, and he's also struck out four. Has given up four hits on the evening. But a really good defensive effort by both teams tonight. No errors so far in the ball game. And we're at the top of the lineup here for the Fairfield Indians with Mickey Nunez, who singled to right in his first at bat leading off the game, and has also walked back in the third. Humphrey out of the set. He delivers. That's a fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. So with both starting pitchers giving good quality starts here, as Humphrey misses outside with that offering, 1-1. We've got no action in either bullpen. I haven't seen any so far tonight, which doesn't surprise us with the low pitch counts and with each one dealing. As there's a line drive just over the head of DeBrecht at shortstop off the bat of Nunez, who's going to stretch out. There was a misplay out there by Pritchard in center, but he throws in, and they get Nunez in second, who is trying to take an extra bag. Pritchard bobbled it out there in center, so Nunez decided he was going to try to go down to second, but Pritchard made a great throw to Kuhn, who was covering second, and they nailed Nunez at second for the out. So what a great piece of defensive work back there by the 45s. It was a great hit by Nunez. DeBrecht jumped and left for it. It was just over the top of his glove, but then a great throw by Pritchard is... Humphrey just threw a breaking ball to the number two hitter, Tyler Thornley, the right fielder, who was out ahead of that and hit a line drive foul down the third base line for an 0-1 count. Second pitch there was a breaking ball that missed low and outside by Humphrey, now 1-1. Thornley turns the bunt and hits a beautiful bunt down the third base line. Carlson had no chance. He was playing well back. That was a beautiful, beautiful bunt there by Thornley down the third base line. It killed it right in the grass. Carlson came charging in, but with the speed of Thornley, there was no way. He didn't even throw it down to first. And that's going to be an infield single, a bunt single there by Tyler Thornley, and that's going to bring up the second baseman, Jason Palke. And there's Humphrey there. He threw over to first, trying to keep Thornley honest over there, who does have a sizable lead. And with that kind of speed, got to imagine he might be looking to go. And there's a fastball that catches the inside corner for strike one against Palke. So in a 1-0 game, got to imagine the Indians are probably going to be pretty aggressive here. Thornley has his lead. He fakes to go. Palke swings through a fastball for strike two. So Humphrey, who's just been ahead of the hitters all night long, that trend continues being up 0-2 here. 66 pitches so far for Humphrey as he throws a fastball. That one misses low and outside for ball two. The middle infield for the 45s playing at double play depth. Outfield is straight away. Carlson, a couple steps behind the bag over at third. Wilhite holding Thornley on at first, as that was a breaking ball that bounced in. Good stop by Duarte that held Thornley at first, who took a look. He thought about going, but decided otherwise. Duarte with a strong arm there back behind the plate and a good block. So now we've got a 2-2 count. Humphrey working quickly out of the stretch. Looks Thornley back, because there goes Thornley. And there's a ball three outside, throw down by Duarte, but Thornley's in easily. That Duarte's throw down to second missed on the shortstop side, which gave Thornley even more time to get in there, but I think he would have been in there either way. It was an off-speed pitch that missed low and outside, so it was a bit slower, and Thornley's speed, he was just able to beat that out. So now the Indians with a runner in scoring position with one out here in the top of the sixth. Palke dealing with a full count, and there's Humphrey. He delivers a ball that's fouled off back behind the screen to stay alive in the at-bat. Palke so far, he grounded out to shortstop and also flied out to the right fielder, Reeves, out there. So far tonight, 0-2. There's a breaking ball that Paulke pokes down the right field line. That one's going to be well out of play. Reeves would have had to cover a lot of ground to get to that one. He did run all the way over there, but was nowhere near making the play. But Paulke once again stays alive. Will Height playing pretty close to the line over there at first. Wanted to make sure nothing gets down the line for a double. So there's a pretty sizable hole between the first baseman and the second baseman, Kuhn. If Paulke were to just poke one through there, because Kuhn's trying to hold Thornley on at second. There's a fastball that one's also fouled down the right field line. Not far enough to get in the cars. Would have got close to the bullpen down there of the Fairfield Indians. Thornley and DeBrecht out there having a conversation. Just chit-chatting. Humphrey looks back, just to keep him honest, and throws a wild breaking ball. That one slipped out of his hands all the way to the backstop. Thornley's able to walk into third base, standing up, and that's going to be ball four for Paulke. So now the Indians threatening with runners at the corner with only one down here in the sixth. That's going to bring up the catcher, Davey Duncan. He struck out looking in the first, but singled out to center back in the fourth. One of the six hits that the Indians have on the evening. Only the second walk given up by Humphrey tonight. As we mentioned, he's been peppering the strike zone. He now has 73 pitches. 52 of them have been strikes, however. In a bit of a jam here, though. Like I said, with runners on the corners. Duncan steps in, the right-hander, and there goes Paulke. He just took second base. There was a haphazard throw down to second. I think the 45s were far more concerned about Thornley scoring from third as Kuhn charged in and caught the throw down pretty close to the infield grass. Didn't even attempt to apply a tag. I think they could have had Paulke, but they were worried about Thornley scoring from third. So the threat goes to another level now with runners at second and third with only one out. And there's a breaking ball there by Humphrey that catches the outside corner for strike two. So Duncan quickly down 0-2 here. This would be a big strikeout for Humphrey to get the two outs without giving the Indians a chance to either put one in play, you know, for a hit or a sacrifice fly perhaps. Humphrey now out of the stretch delivers. That's a breaking ball and a big bouncer to third base. Carlson charges. Thought about throwing home, instead throws the first. They would have had, Duarte was ready. I'm not quite sure why Carlson didn't pull the trigger on the throw home. They would have had a pretty good chance to get Thornley. I'm not sure if Carlson might have bobbled it in his glove or what, but he ended up throwing over to first, over to Will Height. They were able to get the runner over at first. That would have been Duncan. But that's going to be an RBI for Duncan. And we are now tied at one. Also on that play. Paulke scampered on over to the third. So we've got a runner at third, two down, in a 1-1 tie. Humphrey now working out of the stands. There's a foul ball off the third base side for strike one. Humphrey now looking to deliver. Throws a breaking ball. That's outside. Carlson, who was playing in, not able to make a diving attempt at it, but he was playing in. And it got by him. DeBrecht showed a lot of range to get over and keep it from going into the outfield, but he just threw a wild throw over to first that had no chance of getting him. It would have been a really tough play. That's going to be ruled an infield single. But now we've got Paulke, who scored on that play from third. And quickly, the Indians have taken a 2-1 lead here. And we've got the third baseman, Ike Brown, at the plate. So good piece of hitting there by Jackson, the first baseman, to put that in play. And he's going to get the RBI single there. As Brown takes a swing and a high one, it's a slow roller over to Carlson, who charges, throws over to Will Height at first, and just beats Brown, who was hustling down the line. That's going to be out number three, but the Indians strike with two runs there on the top of the sixth. They take a 2-1 lead. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball, folks. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. So we are here at Historic Tiger Field, bottom of the sixth inning. The 45s now find themselves quickly down 2-1 as the Indians were able to put up two runs in that top half of the sixth inning on some good hitting. Coming up for the 45s, we're going to have the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. It's going to be the designated hitter, Colby Zimmerman. Zimmerman so far flied out to right, also popped up to the shortstop, Nunez. You'll have to excuse me, I misplaced my pen up here somewhere. So I'll have to get that figured out. Home plate umpire calls timeout as Carlson, who was in the hole, was also out near the on-deck circle there with Will Height. He got sent back to the dugout. As Zimmerman takes the first offering there by Cito Lowe for ball one. So the 45's bats are going to have to come alive here as Zimmerman takes that second fastball down low. Now ahead of the count, 2-0. That's been a familiar spot so far tonight for the 45's, but they just haven't been able to do much with it. As there's a fly ball deep out to right that Thornley was able to make a nice turnaround catch near the warning track. That one carried thanks to the breeze out there. Zimmerman did a good job, put a good move on that ball that was deep out to the right center near the 370 light pole out there. But Thornley able to haul it in for out number one, and that's going to bring up the first baseman, Marcus Wilhite. Wilhite so far tonight, he's walked. And he struck out looking. Cito working quickly. There's a hard hit ball right down the line for Wilhite. That's a fair ball. Wilhite on his horse. He's moving to second. Thornley gets it in, but that's going to be a stand-up double for Wilhite and might be the spark that the 45s needed here in the sixth. A good, sharply hit ball off the bat of Wilhite there. Took that first pitch offering right down the line. So Humphrey, the starting pitcher for the 45s, has to be excited about that. And hopefully the 45s can do some more with it to try to get him some more run support and try to tie this ball game up at two. So that's going to bring up the third baseman, Eric Carlson. Hopefully he's forgot about the missed opportunity to throw out one of the Indians runners at home in the last inning. He's popped up twice tonight to the second baseman and also to the shortstop as he takes the first pitch that bounced in. Good stop by Duncan behind the plate for ball one, 1-0. the catcher Daniel Duarte on deck for the 45s. Will Height with good speed out there at second, being held on by the second baseman, Palky, as Carlson swings through that one. Will Height's got a pretty good lead out there at second base, a good secondary lead, so we'll see if the 45s want to be aggressive and challenge the arm of Duncan, who's already thrown out one runner trying to steal. I believe that was back in the second inning. Carlson waits. Cito working out of the stretch. Takes a long time this time. And we've got a timeout called there by Carlson. Cito was staring down Will Height for a long time there at second base. And didn't make a move. So Carlson decided to call time. He'd been standing there for too long. But back in. Here we go. Here's Cito. He delivers. As Carlson rips a line drive right over third base. And here comes Will Height. That's down the line. Will Height's going to score. And that's back-to-back stand-up doubles here for the 45s and the 6, and they've tied the ball game at 2.
An RBI, Eric Carlson!
Great piece of hitting there by Carlson. That ball, the home plate umpire immediately called that it was fair. It had to bounce right over the bag at third base. So a great piece of hitting. Brown down there at third, that ball was so sharply hit, did not have a chance at all to make a play on it. So the 45s... putting some life into their bats. Now have 4 hits on the game, back-to-back doubles, as I said. A tie ball game, 2-2, and that's going to bring up Daniel Duarte, number 5. Duarte so far tonight, he singled the left and grounded out to the shortstop. Nunez, Cito working out the stretch, delivers. Duarte swinging first pitch. Fouls one back to the screen. Cito up to 88 pitches, but still no action down in the Indians' bullpen whatsoever. Cito's really settled in here in the late innings, and they finally got some support there. However, has given up 2 sharply hit balls here in this inning. Working out of the stretch now, Carlson away from the bag at second, not a very big lead. Palky trying to hold him on. As Duarte swings at that breaking ball, got way out ahead of that one. Duarte was trying to put that one in the net over the fence and left. Had grand aspirations that evaporated like a mirage in the desert. Shout out to Simpson University women's head basketball coach Derek Pringle Jr., who's in the stands tonight. Cito delivers there. That's a fastball that misses low and outside for ball one. Once again, a good spot. Cito's done a good job. When he's gotten ahead in the count, he's done a good job of locating pitches to try to get the 45 hitters to chase. They did have a bit on it, but that was a good spot on that ball. As he bounces another fastball in there, low for ball 2, now 2-2. Carlson modestly away. Indians defense is pretty straight up except for Palky, who's trying to hold Carlson on. They're at second. Cito checks him back and then delivers the play. Duarte hits a... That looks like a Texas leaguer down the right field line. Oh, just foul. That one would have definitely brought Carlson in, given the 45s the lead, but was fouled by about 2 feet down the right field line. Right fielder Thornley, who's playing pretty far away from the line there, would have had no chance. Was kind of out there in no man's land. Almost like it caught it like a corkscrew off the end of the bat there, as Duarte is actually checking it to make sure nothing's broken on his bat. 2-2 nonetheless. Here we go. Cito working out of the stretch now. We've got Reeves, the right fielder, on deck. As Duarte fouls another one off. That one's going to be in the parking lot. Let's see if this one catches a car. Nope. Found one of the... That's like one of those things, like trees are 90% air, right? Go ask a golfer. That parking lot's about 90% full tonight and was able to dodge everything there. Cito working quickly here. Duarte up. He delivers. That was a breaking ball that had Duarte out in front. Who fouled it? Near the 45's dugout down the third base side to stay alive in this at-bat. Good at-bat here by Duarte. Still just one down here. Bottom of the sixth in a 2-2 tie. It's been a great ball game tonight. Very well played. 7 hits for the Indians, 4 for the...
Hand up double, an RBI, Daniel Duarte.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. We had some technical difficulties over at the snack bar where our power's plugged into. Somebody decided to throw a cardboard box over there. And they went ahead and unplugged the cord, so I lost all power. While that happened, Daniel Duarte hit a towering double off the wall out in left field that scored Carlson from second. And the 45s now have a 3-2 lead. And we've got time here by Duncan, who's going to go talk it over quickly with Stito as they were having a miscommunication on what pitch to throw. Let me reset here. It's 3-2. Bottom of the sixth. 45s are up. They've scored two runs here on back-to-back-to-back doubles by Will Height, Carlson, and Duarte. J.J. Reeves, your right fielder, is up. He's grounded out to first, or to the pitcher, and grounded out to first in his first two at-bats tonight. Cito delivers. That one bounces in for ball two. It's 2-1 with one down here. In the sixth, we've got Derek Kuhn, the number 9 hitter, on deck for the 45s. Tito working out the stretch. There's Reeves. He catches one off the end of the bat. That's going to be Polky to his left. Makes a wild throw over to Jackson at first, and that gets almost into the Indians' dugout. That allows Duarte to score from second. Reeves over down to second. And that's a 4-2 lead here for the 45s. That's going to be E5 there on Polky. That throw was not even close to Jackson. He had all the time in the world to get him. To get Reeves down there at first and just missed it badly. Almost threw it into the dugout. So that's going to be the first error of the ball game. It's going to bring up Derek Kuhn. And the 45s really have it going here now with some momentum, scoring 3 in the bottom of the sixth. Kuhn has flied out to right, has also walked, takes that first pitch low for ball 1. Still no action. Oh, nope. No action in the bullpen for the Indians. I thought I saw somebody else walking down there. Cito working out of the stretch now, 1-0 here to Derek Kuhn. Cito looking back, Reeves at second, delivers. That bounces another fastball into Duncan for ball 2. And Duncan seems to not be, Duncan's trying to let his dugout know that they need to get somebody working in the bullpen. as Cito is now up to 87 pitches. Cito misses with another pitch there, and it's quickly 3-0 on Kuhn. As we've got some folks headed down to the bullpen now. That's number 27 and number 23 for the Indians. Let me double check here real quick. Number 23 is Jorge Ortega, and number 27, that's Hayden Klemenak, that are headed down to the bullpen. Looks like it's going to be the lefty Ortega that's warming up. Acedo delivered a strike there to Kuhn, who was taken all the way, and it's now 3-1. Reese off a second. Kuhn slices the ball out to right field, but it's right at the right fielder, Thornley. Reeves tagging up from second is in easily as he stands up, and he's now at third base. So pretty good piece of hitting there by Kuhn, moving the runner over. And that's going to get us back to the top of lineup with Lane Pritchard, the center.
Number 23, Lane Pritchard,
who is 0-1 tonight. He's also walked and grounded out, or 0-2, excuse me. He grounded out in a fielder's choice back in the fifth. As he swings on the first pitch, that's to Paulke, who moves to his left. Much better throw this time to Jackson at first for the out, and that is going to end the sixth inning. Your Colt 45s have taken a 4-2 lead. You're listening to 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome to the top of the seventh here at Historic Tiger Field. Your 45s with a 4-2 lead. We've got the 7, 8, 9 hitters up for the Fairfield Indians, but we do have a pinch hitter so far. Tonight's ballgame brought to you by Joe Verdola's Debt Consulting, locally owned and operated, committed to helping his customers achieve their dreams. Others might offer his services, but his comes with a personal touch. As I mentioned, we've got a pinch hitter here in the 7 spot. This is going to be, he's wearing number 43, which is unfortunately not on the roster that I am seeing. So as soon as I have that, I will let you know. But as of right, the lefty, so he's up to hit. And Humphrey is behind in the count, 2-1 to him. And there's a foul ball there off the third base side, which evens the count, 2-2. .45's defense straight away here. Humphrey working out the stretch. And he rings up number 43 there. Got him looking on an inside fastball for strike three. Humphrey's fifth strike out of the game. And that takes us, and that gives us one out here. And also brings up the beer batter, Hadhari Wadley. So Wadley, he singled on an infield single back in the first, and he takes the first pitch here and hits a grounder over to Kuhn, who moves to his right, tosses to Wilhite for the second out of the inning. So once again, Humphrey just making quick work of the Indians' batters here, and now in a pretty good spot with a 4-2 lead. And that's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, Jordan Terrell. And that first offering there is a fastball that misses low and outside for ball one. Terrell 0 for 2 tonight. He's grounded out to second and also grounded out to short. Swings through that off-speed pitch there. Had him out in front. 1-1. Outfield playing straight away. Still a pretty good crowd here tonight. Nobody's left.